1-800-259-9231. It is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site completely free, so do enjoy those. freetalklive.com. We start things out by going straight to the phones and to the fun. Let's go to the amplifier lines and talk to Josh in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Josh.
Hey, yes.
Hey, what's on your mind?
About 10 minutes ago, I was having a debate with my dad and my friend sitting at the dinner table, and I don't remember how it happened, but minimum wage got brought up, and I think it was because my mom said something about how they're raising it or whatever.
Well, they're talking about it. I think it's on the list of things that the Democrats would like to get done, and George Bush has pledged his support for it. So, I mean, it's pretty much in the bag at this point.
It's a done deal.
And I was telling him, like, how I didn't think it was a good thing and stuff, and he said, he kept bringing up that you have to have, like, a starting point for a worker. Like there has to be, you know, a starting, like, a set amount.
Well,
and I said that I didn't think the government should be forcing businesses to, you know, have to have a starting point.
Well, not only are they forcing businesses, but they're forcing the agreement between the business owner and the employee.
And is there a starting point for the price of a gallon of milk?
Yes, there is, by law. It's a mandate.
Generally, people choose. Generally, people don't know that. All right. Is there a starting price for a loaf of bread? I mean, it costs a certain amount to have the employees there. I mean, you know, they're worth what they're worth. And, you know, and then the employers are going to bid against each other for better employees.
Where did it go from there, Josh?
Then he went into some tirade about legal immigrants and how he said something about like a white American worker and he's willing to work for $20 or whatever, but there's an illegal Mexican that's willing to work for $7. And I said, what's wrong with using the illegal Mexican? And he said, well, that's exploitation. That's just exploitation.
Exploitation is an easy word to sweep it all under the carpet with, but, you know, I mean...
Exploitation presumes that the individual involved absolutely has no clue what is going on, that they're completely being used, they're being taken advantage of in some way, and that's not the case at all in a free market or a somewhat free market where you can go and work where you would like to work. If there's exploitation involved with illegal immigrants, it's as Mark has pointed out in the past, and that is that you hire the illegal immigrant, and then you exploit that individual by saying, if you try to leave, I am going to call the INS or ICE on you. That would be exploitative, but it doesn't have anything to do with the price that they're being paid.
Yeah, he said that you're basically forcing somebody to work, and I said, how is that force? And he said, well, their economic situation forces them to have to work for you.
No, their economic situation. I would say under the illegal circumstances, he may very well be telling the truth because, you know, there's other factors that go into it. If you're talking about somebody who's, you know, who's a legal alien, who's allowed, you know, just come to this country and they've got all their papers, they can work wherever they want to work. An illegal person may be very well indentured to the person to whom they're working because that person may turn them in if they quit. But, you know, that's the nature of, you know, having laws surrounding immigration.
Right, but his original objection was with the minimum wage without even bringing up the immigration issue. So it's clear he believes that what did he say should be a starting point. I mean, his presumption is that the government, some arbitrary group of bureaucrats, must decide at what point people can start getting paid. And that's an insult to individuals being able to make their own decisions for themselves. He's suggesting that people are so stupid that they can't even make their own business deals. They can't even arrange their own deals with their employer as to what they get paid. And I think that's an insult to people.
Yeah, and it's also, these people that are that dumb are just, how can they possibly go out and shop for groceries, too?
Yeah.
I mean, they don't know anything about money, apparently.
There you go, Josh. Anything else for us?
That's it.
Thanks for the call, man, and good luck with your future conversations with your dad. 800-259-9231. It's always tough, you know, talking to family about this.
His dad brings up a very relevant issue, which is, you know, illegal immigration and all the problems that it brings. I mean, people often don't look at the solution of doing away with the INS and all
ICE.
ICE and all of its surrounding regulations and legislation, but that really would solve those problems.
Sure. People don't look at it. They live in this sort of world where they believe that it's impossible to get rid of these things. And it's understandable.
100 years ago, we didn't have them.
Right. It's very difficult to get rid of government programs once they've started. It's just that defeatist attitude that really bugs me when I hear people spouting it off. People who normally would agree with what we're saying, but then when you suggest a real pro-liberty solution, like, well, let's get rid of government welfare, or, well, let's get rid of government Social Security and replace it with something voluntary instead. Well, they say, oh, no, that'll never happen. Well, only because you don't believe it will. Only because people like you have been defeated by those who are in the system,
right.
Those who have interests in government. You've been defeated. You believe that it has to be the way it is from here on out. And as you point out, it wasn't that way before.
No.
There's no reason why it can't go back
to
being that way again.
The socialists got in there and changed it this way. Why can't we get in there and change it back?
We can. And that's what we need to do. I think that's going to be the turning point, Mark. Is getting people, like the turning point between liberty and statism,
mm-hmm.
is going to be getting people, average people, to believe that liberty is possible again. Because they don't right now.
No.
They don't. First of all, they don't even really know what it is. So many people believe they're free right now, but they're not really.
And
so they don't know they're not free. They don't know what true freedom is. They don't know that they really could benefit from it. They don't see how their lives could be so much better. And even if you could paint all those pictures for them, even if you could fill on all those blanks and get them to understand it, then they don't believe it's possible. So that's inevitably where we have to go. We have to give them the courage and the strength to believe that we can turn it around.
And to try to envision what the world would be like when it was turned around. I mean, often people, they can't imagine. What would things, if there was no minimum wage, people would be getting paid a penny an hour. As though, really.
They've obviously never thought even any further than that thought.
Right.
Like, they'd only get paid a penny an hour.
Click.
They never, yeah, that's it. End of thought process. Because if you just think a little bit further and you think to yourself, well, what would I think if a potential employer, if I went in and applied for a job at Walmart or Kmart or whatever, McDonald's, and they came back and said, how does 1 cent an hour sound, son?
You know,
what would you think to that?
And what would you say? What would anybody? What would an illegal immigrant say? They'd all say no. I'm just no thanks. I'll stay in Mexico for that. Right? It'd be something awful that they'd say. So you know, it doesn't. You know, employees are a commodity. It's something you buy in order to be able to do
right.
your business. In the same way that a loaf of bread is a commodity that you buy in order to be able to make a sandwich. If you don't have bread, you don't have sandwiches. If you don't have employees, you don't have a business.
Right, no.
You have to pay for these things. And, you know, a loaf of bread costs... last time I bought a loaf of bread, it was like a buck. Maybe it's probably two now.
It's $1.39.
I don't really know much about
loaves
of bread.
$1.19.
Okay. It's that. And, you know, why aren't all the people in the world only paying a penny for a loaf of bread?
Supply
because
and demand.
No one will supply them with bread for a penny. That's why.
There's no employer out there who's foolish enough to offer somebody that sort of chump change.
Well, there may very well be some unemployer that would offer a penny.
You'd learn real quick.
They wouldn't have any employees.
Right. So it's like people just, they go to the absurd, they go to the extreme, and in their mind, it's okay. In their mind, going to the extreme, saying, oh, they'd only offer me a penny, would it's like... completely all right in their head to go that far. They don't even realize the absurdity of what they're saying. They believe that people are so bad. They believe that, and also this says something about what people think of other people. Like, they think that other people are so bad and so devious that they'll do whatever they can to take advantage of somebody else. But yet, for some reason, government people
right.
are okay,
if people,
and they're good?
If employers are bad enough to do such a thing, then doesn't it stand to reason that there are other bad people out there, like politicians,
mm-hmm.
who are bad enough to get in there and actually make something that is bad to the economy as the minimum wage is? I mean, it's bad for the economy. It's not the worst thing for the economy.
Right.
I don't mean to, you know, there's certainly worse things. It's kind of Mickey Mouse, but it's bad for people that would work for wages below minimum wage.
The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free line. Speaking of bad bureaucrats, the story out of Massachusetts about them preventing a fetish event. We'll find out what that's all about. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Enjoy the archives. That's right, an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the site for your downloading convenience at freetalklive.com. And what's your liberty issue? Is it taxes? Well, register now for the February 2007 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Speakers include Christopher Gronsky, the New Hampshire coordinator for the We the People Congress and a taxpayer activism panel. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum for more information. That is FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum, and of course you can get registered there as well. To the phones, to the fund, Paula in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, what Paula. You're talking about is very important about this liberty. And
yeah, liberty is important.
This is really bad that our leaders treat this country like we're all slaves. And this is wrong, because even God calls our leaders our shepherds, and they're not supposed to, you know, mistreat their people, you know?
Well, the first thing that you've got wrong in your head, Paula, is the word leaders. I don't know about you,
they're
but the people in Washington, D.C. are not leaders of mine.
That's right.
Individuals have to choose their leaders if they indeed want to have leaders, and they have to choose them on a voluntary basis. Those people are scam artists. They are violent.
Yep.
They are thugs, and I have no respect for any of them.
That's right. They're, God calls them misleaders. You know how they mistreat their people. And, I mean, we need to get this country back to God. I mean, we're Israel here.
Well, I'm an atheist, so, you know, you can give the country to whoever you want. Personally, I just want to live my life without people screwing around.
If you read in Ezekiel 34, it'll tell you what you're talking about, and it tells you how they're mistreating their people. And God is very, and he says he's going to
take people in positions of power, I mean, I have been mistreating people for a long, long time. That's certainly nothing new.
That's right. And
so what are you going to do about it, Paula?
Huh?
What are you going to do about it?
Well, the people have got to stand up and say, this is not going to be like this anymore. You're going to, you know, you're going to do right. And thank God, Nancy Pelosi, she's a good Christian woman. And hopefully this is going to help the situation.
Wait, what do you think Nancy Pelosi is going to change everything?
Well, not only her, but I mean, the thing is, the people have got to tell the leaders, you know, it's not going to be like it was anymore. I mean, it's going to change. We're going to take our liberty back. Matter of fact, we've got to take back our Republican federal government because it was taken away from us.
Well, people aren't saying that, Paula, and they aren't doing that. And so until they do start to do that, Nancy Pelosi and the Republicans and the Democrats are all going to continue acting as though they're our rulers and not elected representatives.
Well, a lot of people are not doing anything because they feel like, you know, they shouldn't do anything. But they're wrong. They've got to get up and stand up for their rights and their liberty.
They're scared, though, Paula. They don't, you know, they feel like if they stand up, they're going to have their heads cut off by the government, and it's not going to be worth it. They'd rather just keep a low profile and drink some beer at night, watch some TV.
There's no reason to have this fear. If they're God's child, he will protect them, and he will help them.
And it's a lot of work, Paula. You know, there's no pay in regaining liberty here in America. But
God for the help, and he'll do it.
There you go, Paula. Well, good luck, and thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
You know, if I'd have known that God would do all this stuff, I would have just stayed in Florida and not moved to New Hampshire for the Free State Project.
I don't think God helped Willie Nelson.
Mm. Well,
I don't think God helped Richard Hatch. I don't think God helped Irwin Schiff. Wesley Snipes hasn't really... I don't think he's gone to trial yet. I think
he just got arrested, though.
He got arrested?
Yes.
Really? I missed that news. Was that today?
No, that's been last week or something like that.
Really?
So let's check it out to make sure, but I'm almost positive that Wesley Snipes has been, you know, turned himself in or something like that.
Hmm. I think there was something involved where they scheduled a court date, but I don't know if he's actually spent any time in the clink.
Okay.
I don't think that's the case.
Well, I certainly haven't researched it for a story, but that was what my understanding of the news was.
I agree with what Paul is saying to the extent of, not the whole God part, but I agree to the extent that people do need to stand up, people do need to find some courage. They absolutely do. But it's so difficult to get people to take action simply because the government makes examples out of people from time to time and points to them and says, you want to be like Willie Nelson? You want to be like so-and-so? You want to be like this person? You want to spend some time in federal prison? Heck no! People don't want to spend time in prison. They enjoy their semi-freedom. And they don't want to rock the boat.
Mostly freedom.
Right. They don't want to... First of all, they're concerned with how a lot of people would, and rightfully so, will be concerned with how their friends and family will look at them. That's why a lot of people are concerned about maybe talking to people about their political views. They always... what's it, the old axiom that you shouldn't talk about religion and politics?
Mm-hmm.
People are afraid of these things. They're afraid of what people will think of their political viewpoints. And so they're not only are they afraid to confront the government, but in some cases they're afraid to confront their significant others or confront their family members, people who aren't going to be throwing them in jail. And so we've got a lot of fear to get over in this country. Now, I agree that it's kind of silly to talk religion with people, but I think that as the government continues to grow larger and larger, it becomes imperative for people to get into political conversation.
Right. Well, you know, from my point of view, religion doesn't have much effect on your life and your interactions with people. So, but, you know, as for politics, I mean, it has a great deal. When they pass these laws, you know, they have to pay for these programs and these ideas of theirs somehow, and that's taxes. And those taxes, they, you know, every bit of labor I do, they take a little bit of it for themselves. A little bit. They take a half of it for themselves.
1-800-259-9231, the Packet 8, toll-free line for you. So, I don't know, if you can come up with a concept or an idea as to how we can help encourage people to stand up for freedom beyond what we normally talk about, and that is spreading Free Talk Live and spreading the Free State Project, getting more people involved in the Free State Project, because I think here in New Hampshire you're going to see what I'm talking about. You're going to see more people standing up to the government. You're going to see more people just saying no to government rule. And you're going to see laws being repealed. You're going to see less government, and hopefully that will encourage conversations around the country. Hopefully those conversations will encourage more people coming on board the Liberty message, and of course others hearing Free Talk Live. And maybe it will snowball eventually into a real burgeoning pro-freedom movement here in the United States.
You know,
it's possible.
Doesn't matter to me whether it makes it through the United States as long as this state's free.
Exactly. Let's go to Kevin in Utah on the amplifier line. Hello, Kevin. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, what's on your mind?
I was at school a couple of days ago,
mm-hmm.
and I got into a fight, and, a teacher, like, stepped in to, like, intervene in the fight or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and he, like, literally body slammed me like into a table, and it like busted my head open.
Ooh, the teacher body slammed you?
Yeah, like the fight was over with. It was like 2 seconds. Like I had stepped back and I wasn't swinging anymore, and the teacher like jumped across the table and body slammed me, and it busted my head open.
Wow, what were you fighting about?
A kid that was sitting at my table said something in a racial thing, and I don't agree with that. And we just got into an argument, and it turned out into a fight, a fist fight.
Who threw the first punch?
He did. Well, it was he and my friend were arguing, and he threw the first punch on my friend, and I jumped in, and I started swinging on him.
What's going to happen, Kevin, as a result of the damage you've taken?
I don't know. I had to go to the hospital and get, like, 6 staples in my head.
Mm.
And, when my mom got to the school, because they had to suspend me and everything, she asked me what happened to me, and I said that a teacher had, you know, busted my head open by slamming me into a table, and the teachers that were, like, taking care of me and, like, you know, putting towels on my head and stuff,
mm-hmm.
They, like, totally, like, denied it. They were like, no, it wasn't the teacher that did it.
Wow.
It wasn't the teacher. And there was, like, a lunchroom of, like, 100 students that saw it all happen.
I want to find out what your mom thinks about all this. Hang on, man. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's 1 in 4 adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At researchedherbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest, and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. Coming up later tonight, one of our listeners has labeled us as Pinko Commies.
Really?
For our radio listeners. And we'll tell you more about that on the way. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system awaits you. Over 165,000 posts, over 1,300 people interacting. Fun stuff, serious issues, all for free, all being discussed. bbs.freetalklive.com will get you to it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. As we go back to the phones, let's go back to Kevin in Utah. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Now, Kevin, you got into a fight the other day in school. After the fight had finished, you say that one of the teachers came over and body slammed you into a like a picnic table or something like that.
Yeah, it's like a lunch, like a wooden lunch table thing.
Right. And was this like the coach? I mean, was he a really beefy guy, or are you a little dude, or what? I mean, how? It's not easy to body slam someone, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I describe him as a gorilla. I mean, he was like a huge, like, football coach dude.
Was there anyone else there to see him body slam you? Because you were saying that the other teachers claimed that he did not. Do you have any witnesses that would support what you're saying?
Well, yeah, it was, like, in front of a lunchroom full of, like, 100 students.
So what's going to happen here, Kevin? Is there a plan?
I don't know. My mom, you know, was wanting to make him try to pay for the hospital bills and everything, and she was wanting to get, like, an incident report and everything, you know. But, I mean, I agree with that, but I just don't think it would be worth it because, you know, it would take so long, and they'd probably find some kind of loophole to get out of it.
Maybe so, but I don't know what your hospital bills are like. It may be worth going after. If she doesn't have to hire a lawyer, if she can just sort of do it on her own, I don't know. I mean, do you know what your hospital bills were? A few thousand bucks?
I don't know about it yet.
Hospital stays aren't cheap. I mean, even if you're there for a few hours, it's not cheap.
You walk by, they charge you. You know, I understand, what happened, but it seems like when you're dealing with authority figures like this, that your chances of getting paid seem unlikely to me. It's difficult. But, you know, this is sort of what happens when it comes to fighting. I mean, you know, this when you participated in the brawl, granted, you thought you were going to fight with this one gentleman, but you never know what kind of thing's going to happen to you when you fight. I'll tell you, you know, as a amateur boxer, you just never know when you step into the ring or when you get into a fight with somebody. Is this going to be the one that breaks my nose?
Yeah.
Is this? People get hurt. People get killed doing this stuff.
I know that.
Please stay out of it.
Yeah, I try to de-escalate anything. I mean, if somebody's talking trash, let them talk the trash. If somebody's saying offensive things, let them be offensive. It doesn't. And I understand he did swing first, but you probably egged him on a little bit, right, Kevin?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he was sitting at a table full of all my friends, and when he made that racial statement, I was like, this isn't the right table to be sitting at if you're going to be talking like that, you know, because I sit there with all my friends, and we all have the same ideas. And he was like, I don't know. I don't even know who he was. Yeah, he never sat at my table before.
Huh. Interesting.
Wow. Well, are you planning on going back to the government school?
Unfortunately, yes.
How old are you?
I'm 17.
What would your mom think about you getting a GED and just moving on?
She's actually, like, begging me to drop out. She's been begging me to drop out for the past, like, year.
So why don't you do what she wants?
Well, I mean, I'm in my senior year, and I figured I've wasted my time for 12 years. I might as well just go ahead and finish up.
I see. It's January, senior year. You're almost done. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see.
Nothing to be said for that.
See where you're at. Though, then again, the GED is really easy.
Yeah.
From what I understand. So, I mean, if you can get out of that hellhole 6 months early, and if your mom supports it, I would say go with, you know, just bail out.
Why
go back?
I'm for staying in even a government high school. I think
Why?
It's superior. Why not?
Last night you were advocating getting out.
What? Hold on. The only thing I'm saying is that there's not much difference between a GED and a diploma.
No, there's not.
But you do learn things. This is what I said last night.
Not in your senior year in the last 6 months. Heck no, you don't learn things.
I learned
no
things
way.
From my senior year in the last 6 months.
Well, things have changed, Mark.
You can choose to learn in any situation.
Yeah. What do you think, Kevin? You think you're going to learn a lot in the next 6 months?
No, I think, honestly, you learn everything you need to know in your elementary school.
There you go. Right. Kevin, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I know that I didn't learn squat when I was in my senior year of high school. I had transferred over from the gifted school that I was going to, and I went to the regular school.
Well, not everybody transfers from the gifted school to the regular school in their senior year.
Well, I'm telling you, there wasn't any learning going on. That's all I'm saying, man. That's all. So maybe times have changed since you were in high school. And this was 8 years ago. It can only have gotten worse since then. Actually, has it been more than 8 years? I don't even know. 800-259-9231, the toll-free number for you. Let's go to New England, Massachusetts. According to the Boston Globe, the New England Leather Alliance has abruptly pulled its three-day fetish fair flea market scheduled for January out of the Holiday Inn in Mansfield, site of last winter's event, and moved it to Danvers. The chairwoman of the Leather Alliance says town officials forced her group out because they were uncomfortable with the fair's adult contents. She says, I think it's discrimination, and I don't appreciate this kind of treatment. Kramer predicts local businesses will lose about $1 million in revenue due to the fair's departure. Last year, the event, which features sexual paraphernalia and information, drew about 5,000 people, she said.
Mm.
Holiday Inn officials, eager to keep the business, appealed to the town and Massachusetts Land Court on the group's behalf, but to no avail. Mansfield officials maintain they are simply enforcing local bylaws, specifically the requirement that the group obtain a permit under the town's adult entertainment bylaw.
We have permits to protect.
You must ask permission. Well, last January, the fair was held at the Mansfield Holiday Inn without incident and without a required special permit, according to a building inspector, Nick Riccio, the town's zoning enforcement officer. It was the first time the event
Nick
was held.
Nick needs to get a real job.
He said it was the first time the event was held in town and the omission of a permit was an oversight. Oopsie. He said, I wasn't even told about the flea market until a few days before it opened. The New England Leather Alliance and Holiday Inn said they were unaware of any special requirements. Well, of course they were unaware of them. Nobody goes and pours through the textbooks, through the law books, through the law library, spends 50 hours researching all the laws that might applicably apply to the convention they're going to hold in a hotel room somewhere. They just go, book the hotel room, and bring people to it.
Right. They hope to bring people to it. It's not like it's the easiest thing in the world to throw one of these conventions have it be profitable. And then the bureaucrats want their graft on the top of that, and you've got to fill out their proper little paperwork, so you can't have your events.
Well, it wasn't just paperwork this year, Mark. You mentioned graft. Let me give you the numbers here in a moment. The New England Leather Alliance and Holiday Inn said they were unaware of the special requirements, but this time around, town officials were determined to enforce the requirement for a permit, the cost of which is based on the square footage being rented.
Oh, boy.
In the case of the Holiday Inn venue, the cost was $9,600.
There's no way they could make a profitable event.
Heck no! 5,000 people attending. Yeah, okay, they've got to pay Holiday Inn. They
sure.
got to pay the hotel for the room. I don't know what that goes for. If you got 5,000 people attending in and out of a hotel, that's going to be a significant amount. Like
it's the whole square footage.
That's the hotel.
It's all of the ballrooms.
Yeah.
You know, pretty much everything they've got.
Now, I understand you're going to make a little bit of money off of the vendors, the booths that you can sell, that sort of thing. But you're essentially sucking up all of their profits with that $9,600.
Well, you have to advertise the event.
Right.
Let's not forget that you know, the advertising costs are just huge. You have to, of course, pay for the event. The Holiday Inn gets its money, and it's not a couple hundred bucks. It's grand to rent that kind of space.
Oh, get this! Kramer, the individual who was organizing the event, said, even if we paid the $9,600, there was still no guarantee we would get the permit.
Wow.
So, it's an application fee, Mark.
$9,600 application fee.
Can you imagine?
Incredible. No, I can't.
You pay these scumbags $9,600, and then they come back with, well, we've had our meeting, and we've determined that we don't want your event here. Thank you very much for the cash.
What's going to happen if they don't pay? Are they going to send the law in and shut this down?
I
bet they will.
15-year history. The first time in the 15-year history of the event that a last-minute change of location had to be made. It's also the first time any kind of permit was required, even though the fair has run in Boston and several nearby suburbs. And it was a first for Mansfield as well. No past group has fallen under the requirements of the adult entertainment bylaw, which was revised in the late 1990s. So there you go, $9,600. I suppose there might be somebody out there that supports this. If so, the number is 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die, with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high-performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. Itzy in here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, completely free. You know those other radio talk show hosts? They want to charge you for access to their website. Well, we give it all away. And though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by, say, buying some stuff at store.freetalklive.com. There's Free Talk Live branded merchandise like T-shirts and hats and other cool products there. Store.freetalklive.com. Or go to amazon.freetalklive, or better yet, do both. Amazon.freetalklive.com is where you can go and buy virtually anything that you need. It's the world's largest internet retailer with 35 categories for you to choose from. Whenever you purchase something at Amazon.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live gets a percentage. So once again, that's Amazon.freetalklive.com. We're going to jump into the email box in a moment, but just a few more thoughts on this story about a Massachusetts town or city or whatever denying a permit to the Fetish Fair Flea Market. It's an event that's been going on for 15 years, and they've never once pulled a permit for this particular event. They got away with it last year. I say got away with it because the bureaucrats found out a couple of days before the event actually occurred in a place called Mansfield, Massachusetts. They didn't pull the permit, and so the town bureaucrats are claiming that, well, the fee that they would have been charged, which would have been $9,600, they're saying, oh, that fee would have applied to any applicant who had the same amount of square footage. The town meeting voted in the bylaw. All we're doing is upholding that vote. We're just enforcing the law, Mark. It's not that we've targeted this one organization, even though, yes, it's true, this is the only organization that's ever needed to have a permit to have their organization meet in this particular town. Referring to last January's event, the enforcement bureaucrat Riccio said, quote, "We let them run the flea market." Don't you love that language?
Yeah.
We let them.
Nice of them.
"But I sent them a letter by certified mail the day after it closed last January saying they would need the special permit to do it again, and that gave them a whole year to apply. Quote, if they had applied when we notified them, they would have the permit in hand, and then they could have held the event." Of course, the group, the owner of the group, said that if they had applied and paid the application fee, there would have been no guarantee that they would have gotten the permit.
Well, I must say that all they've done is run it. You know, if the owner got a warning a year ago, then he should have been looking for a new venue. And all
True.
Mansfield did was run out a money-making venture out of their town.
Right, as the owner
which
pointed out.
Which is what bureaucrats do.
Right, which is what the owner pointed out. Now their town's going to be losing about $1 million in business, essentially.
Wow, $1 million?
That was their estimate. The hotel appealed the requirement, so the hotel wanted the business, too. So let us have these people here.
Sure.
But they said no. Selectmen were considering seeking a court injunction to stop the event. The New England Leather Alliance, fearing the land court decision would not come in time for the fair to go on, pulled out of Mansfield on October 6th, and so they switched it over to another place. Mm. So if you think that it's a good idea for the government to be giving people permits to do business, for giving people permits to hold a convention in a hotel, to have a fair, even whether or not it's for leather is another question, is not even the issue here. Do you think it's okay to have permits? 800-259-9231. I don't think so. I think it's a slap in the face against the free market, the ability to do business, the ability to contract on your own individually with another person, and it's an insult to people to suggest that they should have known. You should have known you needed a permit to hold this event. Well, how the heck would I have known that? I don't know what your silly little laws are in Mansfield, Massachusetts.
Right. All this crap you make up.
Right, I don't know
when
what
you
the
get
laws
together.
I don't know what the laws are here in Keene, New Hampshire, where I live. And I don't care.
Right.
And I am not going to be looking to, spending my time, which is valuable, and everyone else's time is valuable too. I'm not going to spend my time looking through your law book to try to determine whether or not I'm compliant with your silly little laws. Because if you want me to pour through your tomes of law, then you can start putting me on a paycheck. Because my time's valuable.
Well, generally, when it comes to these zoning situations, it's mostly bureaucrats that inform you as to what they are anyway. I mean, the bureaucrats tell you, you're in violation of this particular rule, and we want money, and or we want you to stop, cease and desist doing such and such. So,
let's go to the email box, Mark. I believe you had an email come in.
How big is this email box that we're talking about?
It's never-ending.
When we jump in the email box, do we both jump in?
Yeah, we're sort of playing in the email box.
Okay, we're
fun.
Floundering,
yes.
Throwing around emails.
Like Scrooge McDuck swimming through his money in his vault.
Mm. Well, I'd rather swim through gold coins in the email box.
Well, think of them as an alternative form of currency.
I see.
All right.
From Dennis. I recently found FTL and started downloading your podcast and listening to them on my hour drive to and from work.
Excellent.
Daily. Therefore, I'm a little behind the broadcasts. I'm a card-carrying member of the RNC. But
not the RLC, the RNC.
Republican
National Committee.
But consider myself to be a more of a libertarian at heart.
Hmm.
The whole smaller government principle. I was thinking that if the Libertarian Party renamed itself the Constitutional Party, which of course there is a Constitution.
Yeah, there's already a Constitution Party and they're not so constitutional.
Right. There might be more members. The biggest issue facing...
And they're not doing so good on members. The Constitution Party?
No, they're not. If they both got together, maybe they'd have
no
kind of force.
We can't do that.
I understand. There's too many...
Way too many disagreements.
Disagreements, yes. The biggest issue facing the negative stigma of the Libertarian Party is the drug issue. Some of us like-minded individuals cannot move past the idea that the Lib Party is pro-drug legalization. I'm a conservative Christian and believe the following principles.
Now, okay.
Before he goes any farther in this, I'd like to say you can't believe in the Constitution and in smaller government, and believe in the drug war at the same time.
It's true. You can't be a fiscal conservative and believe in the
war
on drugs.
You really can't, because look what the drug war has gotten us. Dennis, since the beginning of the drug war, we've gotten lots more drugs. I am coming from the same place that Dennis is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is where I came from. But I came to a realization that this drug war is manufactured in order to give bureaucrats jobs and put people in jail. The jobs are DEA agent-type people, prison guard type people,
sure,
judges, prosecutors, all these people that really essentially do nothing to produce anything for society, they all have jobs.
They produce a drug-free America, Mark.
But we don't have a drug-free America.
If we increased the budgets, we'd have a drug-free America. We'd
have
$500 billion.
If the evidence is in place that if you increase the budgets, we'll have more drugs. And they'll cost more, and more people will be hurt and die, and more families will be ruined as a result.
That's why we need the death penalty for drug dealing, like Singapore.
That's pretty much what you're going to have to do. Give the cops fully automatic rifles, let them mow down anybody that they think might have a joint in their pocket, and we'll just see how it goes from there.
That's insane.
It is insane,
yeah.
But so is the drug war.
Yes.
And, it's a big mess. You can't be a fiscal conservative and believe in the drug war. And not to mention, what the hell has happened to the Fourth Amendment as a result of the drug war? When you think about...
It's all right, though, Mark. We got to stop people from taking drugs
right,
at any cost.
The right of people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, effects.
Freedoms be damned!
Right. None of those things matter. What matters is stopping drugs.
Well, now, before you go on, and it sounds like he's going to make some interesting points about this, and we'll certainly address them, but before we go on, I want to point out the explanation to the claim that if you are a true fiscal conservative, that if you believe that government should be, you know, on the small side and conservative with its funds, if you're truly fiscally conservative, you cannot support the war on drugs. If you're a true fiscal conservative, you support the market. You're supposed to support the marketplace. You're supposed to support the freedom to do business with whomever you choose, and that should include the freedom to transact business when you're selling drugs.
And you know, and it's just select drugs that they've made illegal,
right.
Just the ones that they've decided. Alcohol's legal, tobacco's legal, caffeine's legal. I mean, I can show you a whole list of drugs that are out there that people can get, you know, messed up on, alter their consciousness on, that are legal. So it's just really inconsistent.
Yeah.
It's some politicians
to make them all illegal.
Favorite,
it's insane to make a few of them.
It's
illegal.
Some politician's favorite or least favorite drug that's legal
so
or illegal.
You either believe in the free market or you don't. And you either believe in people being able to engage in voluntary transactions with one another or you don't. Or you agree that the government should get involved in certain industries and certain businesses, and at that point you've thrown your principles right out the window. And by the time you've agreed that the government should regulate drugs, that the government should have all these laws when it comes to the war on drugs, then you've also agreed that the government can regulate any old business it wants to, including yours. And eventually they're going to come around to pass some more regulations on your business. You probably already have some if you're a business person. But just wait, because you've given them carte blanche to do whatever it is they want to do, because they're the government. And we don't have a free market anymore because you've given up your freedoms, even though you don't use drugs and you don't know anybody in your mind that uses drugs. I can guarantee you, you do know people. They just don't tell you that they use drugs. Even though all that may be the case, you've thrown it all out the window just because you think drugs are bad.
Yeah. I can't say that I think they're good, and I can't say I use them, but I know better than this to continue this drug war. Okay, so he says he's a conservative Christian, believes in the following principles. Number one, smaller government is better. I'm with him.
Okay, all right.
The federal government is constitutionally bound to defend our nation and regulate interstate commerce. The interstate commerce, I think, is a problem.
Yeah,
period.
I agree with that. Let's continue this in hour number two, because... this is a guy who's on the RNC. Like, that's the decision-making committee, right?
He says he's a card-carrying member. I don't know if he's on the RNC.
Well, the Republican National Committee is a deciding body, so
I don't know
let's
enough.
Presume that he's somebody with some connections here.
All right.
More on the way. 800-259-9231.
I know George Bush listens.
This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2's coming up. Free Talk. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you concerned?